Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Queen Energy, your daily dose of power-packed positivity. I'm Riley Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic is something near and dear to my heart. Building a support network that'll lift you up, inspire you, and make you feel like you can conquer the world. Ever felt like you were navigating life's ups and downs solo? You know that feeling when things get tough, and you just want someone to share the load with, someone who gets you, celebrates your wins, and reminds you of your badassery even on those rough days. That's where a solid support network comes in. Think of it like this. Life's a marathon, not a sprint. And trust me, no one wants to run that marathon alone. Having a crew by your side, people who believe in you, cheer you on, and offer a listening ear when you need it most, that's what makes all the difference. It's about connecting with people who inspire you, challenge you to grow, and make you feel seen, heard, and valued. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Riley, building connections takes time and effort. Where do I even start? But listen, it doesn't have to be this daunting task. It all starts with being open, genuine, and putting yourself out there. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Identify your tribe. Think about the qualities you admire in others: kindness, humor, intelligence, ambition. Then, look for people who embody those traits. Remember, it's not just about quantity, quality matters more. A small group of true friends is worth more than 100 acquaintances. 2. Join communities that resonate with you. Whether it's a book club, a fitness class, or an online forum, find spaces where you can connect with like-minded individuals who share your passions and interests. It's amazing how much you can learn from others, and how quickly those connections can blossom into friendships. 3. Be a good listener. Remember, building relationships is a two-way street. Be present when someone is talking to you, offer genuine support, and ask thoughtful questions. People crave connection, and sometimes just having someone truly listen can make all the difference. 4. Don't be afraid to initiate. It takes courage to reach out first, but trust me, it's worth it. Invite someone for coffee, suggest a walk in the park, or simply send a message saying you enjoyed their last post. A simple gesture can go a long way in building a connection. 5. Nurture your relationships. Like any plant, friendships need attention and care to thrive. Make time for your loved ones, check in on them regularly, celebrate their successes, and offer support during tough times. Remember that story about the woman who joined that pottery class after feeling lonely? She was hesitant at first, but she took a leap of faith, showed up with an open heart, and ended up finding her tribe, a group of women who shared her love for clay and became some of her closest friends. See, building a support network isn't about being the life of the party or having hundreds of followers. It's about connecting with genuine people who enrich your life. It's about having those shoulders to lean on when you need them, those voices that remind you of your worth, and those hearts that celebrate every milestone along your journey. So, my beautiful queens, take a moment to reflect. Who are the people in your life that make you feel supported, seen, and loved? Who are the individuals who inspire you to be your best self? Now, reach out to them, send a text, make a call, or simply let them know how much they mean to you. Nurture those connections, because they're invaluable treasures. And remember, every day is a chance to build new connections and expand your circle of support. Stay open, stay kind, and keep shining your radiant light. Until next time, keep rocking your queen energy. I'm sending love and positive vibes your way.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.